listeners, to the Business Inside and Out Show with your co-hosts, Dr. Stan Fine, the business doctor, and Patty Cook, executive life coach and personal development expert. Do you want to have a more successful business and personal life? Then get ready to be entertained and educated. Here is Dr. Stan and Patty Cook.
Hello and welcome to the Business Inside and Out Radio Show. I am your co-host, Patty Cook, executive life coach and personal development expert.
And my name is Dr. Stan Fine, the business doctor, and your other co-host.
Welcome, and thank you for taking time out of your day to work on your business. Each week, we bring you business, marketing, and personal development strategies to make your life, career, and business even more successful. Think of our program as a weekly sales and coaching meeting designed to help you create new ways to effectively grow your business in a balanced way.
And today, our guest is Sev Manesian, and Sev is the president and owner of Public Retirement Planners. Sev is a certified financial planner, author of Tough Times, Easy Money, an adjunct professor of retirement planning and estate planning at Northwestern University. We are to tell you this, in all these interviews, securities and advisory services are offered through Ausdale Financial Partners, Inc., member FINRA, F-I-N-R-A, SIPC, 220 North Main Street, Suite 400, Davenport, Iowa. And Seth, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Patty, it's nice to be here with you this afternoon. Thanks for inviting me on. I appreciate being here.
You are very welcome. Well, let's begin. So, tell us about Public Retirement Planners and why you specifically opened your business.
Sure. At Public Retirement Planners, we're an independent financial services company. We specialize in helping the public sector employees retire comfortably and to retire with the least amount of, let's say, worry as possible when it comes to personal finances.
Well, when we talk about public individuals, what are we referring to?
So in the public sector, we're talking about police officers, firefighters, public works individuals, city village managers, mayors, just anyone that's in that public arena.
Very unique niche.
Absolutely.
Yes. I wanted to add one comment. You said there's very few people that do what you do.
That's correct.
It's a rare niche. So we're happy that you're in that game.
What was it that inspired you to serve that market?
I've been in financial services close to 15 years, and most of that time was spent with working. I was with two companies where we set up retirement plans similar to a 401k for the public sector. It's called the 457 plan. And I noticed that while these companies were good at providing the actual product, mm-hmm. there was a shortcoming in the industry as far as having a company that specializes in actual retirement planning and the investment management for the public sector. So I figured, well, there's a little bit of a void there, and I can fill that void with Public Retirement Planners.
Now, you've written a series of articles that help to illustrate some of the challenges and the problems that people run across in the public sector, and then I'm sure that much of this information falls over into other sectors as well.
Right.
So the first article I want to hear about is called Tales from the Grave.
Right.
What does that mean?
Tales from the Grave, forgetting to update your beneficiaries and other estate planning horror stories. So I wrote this article because of some experiences that I had, and we're probably all a little bit guilty of doing this, of not updating our beneficiaries when we really should have them updated, because there are a lot of problems that occur. If you look at somebody who passes away, it's a tough time for the family, first of all. We all know that. And then to compound that problem with perhaps having your dollars that you worked and saved for go to somebody else, an unintended person, that can cause some problems. So, for example, when I was working on a plan up in Wisconsin, and a nice lady calls in. Unfortunately, her husband had passed away. Mm-hmm. And she asked, well, she let me know that, okay, well, he has life insurance. He has all these other sorts of retirement plans. I'm the beneficiary on these plans. And so I need the money. So what do I need to do to get the ball rolling? And I helped her. What I mentioned is that, okay, just I need these things to be sent in. please send them in to me and I'll, you know, we'll release the money to you. Well, when we looked at her account and at the beneficiary, it was not his current wife.
Oh, wow.
Who do you think the beneficiary was?
Oh, no. Was it an ex-wife?
It was his ex-wife.
Oof.
And unfortunately, there was nothing we could do about this because he had named his ex-wife, and he never updated that beneficiary form. And so what had happened, he had gotten married in his late 20s. They quickly got divorced, quickly gets remarried. They have four kids. Now he's in his mid-50s, and a tough situation. He passes away. His wife needs the money and his four kids. Now, they were adult kids at this time.
Right.
But what could we do? They actually hired an attorney, not to go against the company that I was with, but actually to go against the ex-wife. Because what do you think the ex-wife said to the family?
That's too bad.
Get lost. That's my money. He put me as the beneficiary. That's too bad. Exactly right. So
there was nothing legally that they could do, Sev, to overturn that?
There was not. Absolutely not. And they went to try to fight it, and the court said, you know, we're sorry. We just can't allow this because how do we know? I mean, unfortunately, your husband's passed away. Maybe he did want his ex-wife to get the dollars. Likely not, but it really depends on the state. Now, some states are a little bit, they'll kind of bend that rule a little bit, but where we were working, that wasn't the case. So on top of missing out on that $800,000 account that his family was counting on, we're out that money and also the legal fees, of course.
I'm sorry, Stan, go ahead.
No, it's just how pervasive is that? That people forget to update.
It happens more than more often than we think. So because we get busy, we just don't think of these things. But the reality of it is that we can update these beneficiaries relatively easily. Maybe in the time that it takes for the halftime show of the football game to be over. So it's something that's easy to do. It just gets lost in the shuffle of everyday life.
So it almost sounds like it's worse than not naming a beneficiary at all and letting it just go through probate.
Right, exactly. Because if there's no beneficiary, it'll go through probate. And then we know, okay, well, here's your current spouse, husband or wife. Here are your three, four kids. They're adults. But, you know, we're going to spread the money out to the family in this manner. So you're absolutely correct. So it's a tough thing for the family. The other thing that's relatively pervasive is that I run into customers where we'll make sure that we have their beneficiaries up to date, and they say, well, you know, I've named them in my will, so it's going to cover everything. And that's not true, because the beneficiary designations on, let's say, a 457 plan, which is a retirement plan for the public sector, or an IRA or an old 401k, that trumps the will.
Each document or each vehicle has to have its own beneficiary's name.
Exactly. And if you just say on my will, well, I leave everything to Dr. Stan or to Patty, that's not.
That would be nice.
Thank you.
I'd like that. COOK.
That's easy enough.
But on each vehicle, then, it has to have the beneficiary spelled out.
Right.
It's not a blanket statement that you can make that would cover everything there.
No, you want to be very precise. Right. Exactly.
So the next article, first of all, I want to say that if you want a copy of these articles, you can email Sev at sev@publicretirementplanners.com, and he'd be happy to send you a copy of the complete article.
Yes.
We're going to move on to the second one, which is Attack of the Tax Zombies.
Right. That's another one. Attack of the Tax Zombies, terrifying income tax issues that are lurking for current and future public sector retirees. So another spooky title for this Halloween weekend. So the problem here is, and it's a good problem to have. You have public sector employees are typically excellent at saving. And in the 80s and the 90s and last decade, you had tax rates that were less than what they were now. Now, if you look at a police officer, firefighter, they were saving money away, which is a great idea all the time to do that. But when they were saving, they were they were let's say married at the time with kids, so they had personal exemptions. The husband had an exemption, wife had an exemption. They had 2, 3, 4 kids. You had more tax deductions in the form of exemptions for the kids, and then you also had a mortgage that you were paying off. So you had a mortgage interest rate deduction, tax deductions. But you had all these tax deductions. You're bringing the your taxable income down to a relatively low level. And then on top of that, now you're saving into your 457 plan, which is reducing your taxable income as well. But you're already a lot of times in this, already in this low tax rate. Now what's happening is that you have a situation where, let's say a person retires, police officer retires, becomes maybe a police chief at a mortgage, or excuse me, at a municipality or city or village. And now they're making, let's say, $120,000 as a police chief. His wife is working. She's making $80,000. He's getting a pension of $60,000. And, you know, oh, by the way, you know, your son or daughter is getting married, so we're going to pull $40,000 out of my 457 deferred compensation plan. Now I have a gross income of $300,000, and I don't have a mortgage anymore, possibly. I don't have as many kids with exemptions that can lower my tax, my taxable income. So what happens is that when I pull that $40,000 out of my 457 plan, I'm actually being taxed at a higher rate today than had I just put the money away or put it away in a different vehicle years ago.
Well, let's continue our discussion on this article after our break. We're going to take a short break right now, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with our guest, Sev Manishian of PRP, after these brief announcements.
Hey, listeners, how would you like to live a life on fire without burning out? Patty Cook is an executive life coach to business professionals, a mentor to emerging leaders, and an expert in personal development. With her Spark concept, Patty will give you 5 powerful tools for being unstoppable in life and business. For more information, visit www.pattycook.com or call 636-861-9100 to learn how Patty can help.
How would you like to hear the natural sound of the Spanish classical guitar? See the finest acoustic guitars from throughout the world, experience music both profound and exciting from world cultures, and meet the artist at post-concert receptions. For ticket information, visit www.guitarstlewis.net or call 314-567-5566. Again, those contacts are www.guitarstlewis.net or call 314-567-5566.
Hey, listeners, if you want a restaurant with great charm, great food, and an incredible selection of beverages, you're missing something if you don't go to Seamus McDaniels. For over 28 years, Seamus McDaniels has been serving great food and beverages, not to mention an over 2,000 square foot outdoor garden for eating and special events. Located in Dogtown at 1208 TAM, you're missing something very special. For more information, call 314-645-6337. Again, that's 314-645-6337. Or go to their website at www.SeamusMcDaniels.com. You'll be glad you did.
Does your business need help with sales or marketing to make more profits? No matter how small your business or how large, Dr. Stan Fine, the Business Doctor, can help you develop a targeted sales plan to get your sales back on track. With over 40 years of solid business experience, Stan will help you with your plan and also help train your salespeople. For a cost-free consultation, call Dr. Stan at 314-604-7350. Again, that's 314-604-7350.
I think we'll be okay.
Welcome back to the Business Inside and Out radio show. I am Patty Cook, executive life coach and personal development expert, and I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Stan Fine, the business doctor, and our guest, Sev Manishian, president and owner of Public Retirement Planners. Now, before the break, we had 2 articles that you summarized, one called Tales from the Grave and one called Attack of the Tax Zombies.
Right.
there's yet a third article that we're going to talk about, and it's called The Devil in Disguise.
Right, another very scary title. So hopefully this gets people thinking. That's really just what I want to do today, is just to get people to think about these things. And The Devil in Disguise, Ways to Lower Your Hair-Raising Investment Expenses. And I wrote this article, or I should say that I'm completing this article. It probably will be done in about 2 weeks or so, just because there's a lot of research with it, and we have to be as accurate as possible. And the reason I started writing this article, The Devil in Disguise, is I wanted to piggyback on the PBS special that you may have seen back earlier in the year. I think it aired sometime in March or April, and it was called The Retirement Gamble, and this was Frontline's production, or PBS's Frontline production. And what they were getting at with the retirement gamble is that you have employees, and they were focusing on the private sector. My focus is on the public sector, but that carries over from what the retirement gamble documentary was talking about over to here in the public sector. And the story there is that you have employees at these companies or at municipalities that are saving money into retirement plans, and they are really unaware of the fees that they were paying. And that the fees are disclosed. There's no issue about that. That has to be done. But I think that the people that are investing into these investments, into these accounts, have to do a little bit of digging to find out exactly what they're paying. And I mean, 2% might not sound like a lot, but when you start adding up costs year after year, decade after decade, you can get into some issues with just with performance of your account not being quite up to par. So what I'm trying to relay to the public sector is that you have these investments, and they're typically mutual funds, and that's the same as in the private sector, so nothing different there. But you have these mutual funds where you're paying, there's a range there, but let's just say, and this is just a very general description, you might be paying 1.5% just to have a mutual fund product presented to you. And in the retirement gamble in the documentary, what they mentioned was that the average cost of an actively managed fund is 1.3%. So imagine that you have this fund and you're paying 1.3% right off the bat. Now, in the public sector, we also have oftentimes what are called administration fees. And these administration fees, that's just the charge that a company charges each individual participant to bring this product to them, and that product is the 457 plan. And they might be charging, it could really range, it could be they're charging nothing, but they're making that cost up through another avenue. Or I've seen plan costs, administration costs, as high as 1.5%. So there's quite a range there, and you as the public sector employee really have to be aware of what your costs are, because all of a sudden you could be paying 2% per year, and let's say that if your average investments are getting, I don't know, let's just say 7%, well, you have to shave 2% off of that right away, and that gets very expensive over time.
Well, I have a question about that.
Okay.
How aware is the police officer, the fire chief, the mayor, a city manager, people that are in the public arena, how aware are they of this fee? I mean, more than the public, which probably is tuned in, other sectors or private sector tuned in. Is that part of your goal, is to heighten their awareness of this? And how unaware are they?
Yeah, absolutely. The goal is to get that awareness out there. And there is a very low amount of awareness, both in the public sector and the private sector. And it's not that the companies that are providing these products and services are doing anything bad. They are fully disclosing these costs. But there are also alternatives out there. So, for example, if you leave a particular municipality, why would you keep your account there and keep on paying a potentially an administration fee? you can either seek out other funds in that plan that are a lot less expensive, or you can move it into something like an IRA where you're not going to have, you're going to have probably some cost, just depending on the company that you're going with. But likely it's not going to be these high administration fees that we run across all the time.
Well, this is leading to our next question, which is you've created a company, PRP, to help the public sector employees and retirees. So how do you help them with these and other issues?
Right. So what I do, let's say if we decide to work together, or even before we decide to work together, I need to have the person that comes in to see me just fully understand exactly what I do. And I always explain it in a way that's kind of a fun way. But, you know, if you think about your retirement, it's the same thing as going on a long, fun road trip, except, you know, a couple bumps in the road here and there. But that's normal. And before you go on this road trip, you want to take your car in to see a good, competent, experienced, professional, trustworthy mechanic. And that mechanic is going to look at everything under your hood. I mean, make sure the fluid levels are okay, is going to make sure that the tires are at 30 PSI or whatever they need to be, and that there are no defects in the car. And if there happen to be, then the mechanic is going to provide you with a nice detailed 2 to 3 page report. Just prior to our last road trip, my wife and I, we took our car into the mechanic, very good, competent, trustworthy, experienced mechanic. We've been going to him for years. And he gave me a report of 2 to 3 pages. Here's what we did. Here's what we didn't like about your car. Here's what you need to do. And we just made a couple hundred dollars in repairs, and we felt a lot better about going on that trip. So if we equate that over to retirement, then we want to take a look at looking at your retirement being that long road trip, and then the car being the assets and the savings that you've put away over the years. And I will look at just everything top to bottom. Everything's that's under your roof. Just like the mechanic's looking at everything that's under your hood, I'll look at everything that's under your roof. So that means looking at what you own and what you owe. Primarily, that's the first thing that we want to determine. And the reason, very simply, that I want to know, or we want to know, the customer and the planner together, we need to determine how much you have for retirement to make sure that it's going to be as comfortable as possible. The second part after that, I want to make sure, and I want to make sure for you, for the customer, is that I want to make sure that you have enough money flowing into your pocket and not too much flowing out of your pocket. Because that could be a little bit uncomfortable, we'll say. So
you guide them through using different vehicles, through different... How do you guide them through that then?
Right. So after I figure out, okay, what you own and what you owe, how much money is flowing into your pocket and how much is flowing out, then I will look at your investments. And part of that includes looking at what you had in your 457 plan, what you have in your IRA, in an old 401k, and I will actually advise and say, well, you have these investments here. I think that you should be spreading that money over into other sectors such as oil or gold, for example. It's not a recommendation. I'm just saying I might suggest different things based upon what your needs are. And then I will also break down exactly what you are paying now wherever your investments are sitting. So that way we can determine, okay, well, does it make sense to move these investments? Oftentimes it does, because you might be paying 1.5%, 2% with an employer-sponsored plan you've left there. Why pay the administration fee? You can move it over to a vehicle that there is no administration fee because it's not sponsored by an employer. So there are different things. I mean, there's a lot of things that we could do. It just depends on the individual.
Seems like it would be a common mindset that once you get your investment set up, that you think it just kind of stays there forever. But what you're saying is that you need to pay attention to as circumstances change, as situations in your life change, as the employment, retirement, you know, closer, further away, that you've got to reevaluate all of this.
Right.
You shouldn't just put it in there and just leave it be.
No, and that happens during your working years. That's understandable. But after your retirement, you just want to look, number one, you want to just see what the costs are and what you're getting in return for those costs. But, I mean, to continue with the other services, is that part of this whole report, that's where I equated it to the mechanics, the mechanics report.
You're referring to the retirement report.
Right. The retirement report, and this is basically a blueprint, is that I will actually give advice on what I think is the best way for you, for your investments to be set up. And then also to make sure that you have enough life insurance, long-term care insurance, and that you, or you don't have too much, that you're not paying too much for those services too.
The people that will be talking to you, again, Patty, how do they get a hold of him? I don't have his email in front of me.
His email is Sev, S-E-V, at publicretirementplanners.com.
Do we have a phone number for
you?
We
sure do. It's 224-567-1854. That's 224-567-1854. I want to read this this again. Securities and advisory services are offered through Ausdale Financial Planners, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, 220 North Main Street, Suite 400, Davenport, Iowa, 52801. In the last 20 seconds that we have, what's one action somebody can take right now that would help them to secure their financial future?
That's where I was going to.
Right. Well, if somebody
great
wants
minds
to
think alike.
We are.
Well, if somebody wants to speak with me, I'd be happy to. I just hope that they realize that I have a no-pressure consultative approach to financial planning, so there's not any sort of hard selling, anything like that. So it's truly consultative. And if anyone wants to get in touch with me, Patty did a great job of giving out the contact information. So thanks, Patty.
Oh, you're welcome.
I guess there's a, we're just about over, but is there any, whoops, we're over.
Well, that wraps up our show for this week. Thank you for being our guest today, Sev. We really appreciate you being with us.
Thanks.
And we hope you'll tune in next Sunday at 2 p.m. when I, Patty Cook,
and I, Dr. Stan Fine, will be here to help you promote and support small business in yours. Like yours.
You have been listening to the Business Inside and Out Show. Be sure to tune in next week when Dr. Stan and Patty will bring more great advice on how to make your business and life more successful.